7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, continuing our focus on the United Nations, but yet we're going to take a trip down physical fitness lane here.
Down under.
Down under with our friend Andrea Metcalf, who today at DougSteffens.com has 5 tips for when you get back on your bike as we get into the summertime.
Ooh, yeah.
She is on it. Another thing or two. Richie and Jennifer were sort of quipping. I don't do this often where there's a theme for the whole day, but I like coming to the United Nations. I think there's a lot here. There are many stories to be told and many fascinating people who sort of make this all tick. And it's a pretty controversial place. So during the course of the day, most of our focus is on that. It doesn't take us away from some of the other realities, including the Citigroup confirmation of the data breach. If you have a credit card that's attached to Citigroup, and I do, you ought to, I don't know, what do you check? They'll notify you if you've had a problem. If they've got your email address, you've probably already heard. Our poll today at DougSteffens.com, do you bank online? A, of course, doesn't everybody. B, I used to until they got hacked. C, no, and I don't intend to. As you see, what just happened to Citigroup. And so there's that. There's something very distressing about that reality, and so we're trying to approach it in a way that's intelligent and give you some things to think about, food for thought. Video of the day, speaking of food for thought, here you go, Richie. Andrea, you'll love this. A trio of romantic men. They are all from beer commercials. It is hysterical.
Romantic beer commercials.
Yeah, this is just, you have to look at these three commercials.
What's not romantic about beer?
Now, but Richie, have you watched it yet?
No, I'm going to go right now.
Watch it. Andrea, you watch it for a second. Everybody watch it. We'll pause for a minute, and then we'll come back and get focused on your health, physical well-being with Andrea Metcalf here on Good Day. It's 9 after the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
All right, Andrea Metcalf, speaking of flex, she has, well, that's a good way to bring you in, right? Flex appeal. Isn't that what exercising is supposed to do? Give us sex appeal, flex appeal. The ideal is to make yourself into the person, ideally physically attractive and healthy. I mean, some of it is the outside, some of it's the inside. Wouldn't you say that's part of it?
Absolutely. You know, I think the most fun about it is, I could quote something from Doc Strauss, but I'm not sure if it'd be appropriate. But, yeah, the more muscle you have, more calories you burn, usually the smaller you are, the better confidence you feel. And to quote Dr. Oz, the better sex you have.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? That's a bad.
I don't think it's a problem.
No,
it's
not, that.
It's not a problem. One of the things that we find out about our bodies, the fascination with learning, I'm very inquisitive, and when it comes to my body, I really want to know what's going on. And I continually am surprised by the things that I don't know, even though I'm paying attention. So I wonder what people who aren't paying attention are not aware of. And I bring to the surface a discovery. Last week I had an ultrasound because there was a reading, a marker in my blood work for the physical this year that gave them cause of concern for what was going on in my liver. So the ultrasound showed that I had what they call fatty liver syndrome. Have you ever heard of that, Andrea?
I actually have.
Have you? And it comes about, apparently, I'm not overweight, but I have this every year in the wintertime when I go out away from the farm to the West Coast, I get a little roll. And it, apparently, there are other things that are involved. But even if you're 10, 14, 15 pounds overweight, you can have this problem. And, you know, you deal with it just basically with exercise and losing weight. I've never heard of it applied to a human. Cows have it.
Chickens have it. Cats have it.
Yeah. All right. So, but the real key to not having it or getting rid of it is exercise. You don't take a pill. You don't do anything. The exercise routine that you follow. And so I have become a little more demonstrative in the way I'm exercising to combat it. But it's one of those things. If you keep yourself in shape, you don't have to worry about any of these things. But yet, and we see, I described earlier this week, I think it was Richie, Monday or Tuesday, we were talking about the haves and the have-nots. It's kind of like the discussion of the middle class going away, there's the rich and the poor. Well, in America, there are those who are in shape and those who aren't in shape, and there aren't many people in between. That seems to be the way it's boiling down. And so more and more people are paying attention to what Andrea is doing. She's looking for converts. Those of you who want to volunteer, go to AndreaMetcalf.com. And one of the things that I think, in addition to these tips that you have for bicycling, Andrea wants us all to move and be conscious as we move of what we're doing, how our body, how our muscles are working. And I found, I said this I think last week or the week before, since you've been here, I have, when I walk up the stairs, I may pick up some weights and just use them to go up and down the stairs. Or I place my feet differently on the stairs so that I know that my quads are getting something. Isn't that funny? But you, if you keep yourself conscious of it, when I'm walking, I squeeze my butt. You know, those are the kinds of things that you say people ought to do.
That's exactly right. You got to figure out little ways to sneak exercise into your day.
Isn't that?
Because it really does make a difference.
Isn't that isometrics, Andrea?
When you squeeze your butt?
Yeah, like if you're walking up, if you're just walking or doing something natural, but at the same time you create resistance on those muscles as you are doing that normal daily activity, such as walking up the steps and squeezing your calves, your muscles, your buttocks, whatever it is. Isn't that just isometrics creating?
Well, isometrics mean that you're holding something for a given period of time in a specific range of motion. So if I just put my arm up and I show you my bicep muscle, I'm like, here's my muscle.
Okay.
That's an isometric.
Okay.
But you're using general resistance. When you're, you know, squeezing certain muscles in different places, you're doing more designated resistance training. They're both good, but the one when you're moving and you're becoming more conscious and aware, I mean,
yeah, it's consciousness.
One thing people can do to try and better their alignment and posture when they're moving is if when you walk, you try and push off your big toe and that big toe bends, mm-hmm. You'll find that you have better alignment. You'll work the glutes, which most people are the buttocks. a little bit more. That tends to be a big issue. A lot of people have that flat butt syndrome.
Hey, yeah, just curious, Doug. You're sitting at the United Nations in a Radio Row type atmosphere. What is the general reaction when you say the word buttocks?
Well,
a fellow from Australia, where Andrew just was, is looking at me right now. I want to talk about your trip to Australia, and you were there for, what, about 10 days?
Oh, my gosh, amazing. You know, I was really surprised, too, because although the dollar isn't as strong as the Australian dollar, things were still really, for quality, things were very reasonably priced. And I did everything from hot air ballooning to whitewater rafting, holding koalas and crocodiles, feeding kangaroos. They have some really unique things to do and great weather. It was their winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Australia's got wonderful weather for the most part.
And don't forget the cute boys and the accents. Come on.
The accent, I really love mates. And not to mention it was the Challenge Cairns Iron Distance Triathlon, so there were a few very well-shaped bodies that I saw daily.
Don't you have problems with their accent, though? I had a friend, she dated an Australian, and the guy would come up, and I would pick up about 50 to 60% of what he said. The rest was just out the window. It was so thick.
I do have to admit that there were many times when I had to shake my head and smile because I couldn't understand them.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So you think just because they're speaking English, the same language that we do.
Right.
But it's like the Chinese. They have 6,000 different dialects. Some people in certain parts of the country don't understand people from other parts of the country. The same thing is true with people that just speak English.
Right. And they have such a different dialect. You know, the Sheilas go and walk about. You know, until you know the Sheilas are the girls and walk, you know, the walk or whatever, you're like, wait a minute, what did he just say?
All right, before we run out of time, I want to get to the tips that are at DougStefan.com from Andrea, the tips when you're bicycling. There are things, and again, it's using the same technique, keeping the body, the whole body moving, but you have five specific things that we've posted at DougStefan.com for bicycling. What are they, Andrea?
Well, I think we're talking about the head to toe. Starting with your head, you need to make sure you're wearing a helmet. Two, mm-hmm. It's your eyes, make sure you're wearing glasses. Three, a good way to keep the pressure off your neck, believe it or not, is wearing gloves because it takes the wrist out of some of that extension.
All right, let's stop there for a second. How does that, when you say gloves, you're talking about riding gloves, golf glove? What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, riding gloves. They're kind of padded at the wrist and your fingers are free. So that's why it works.
The fingertips.
What does that do for you?
It keeps your hands from numbing up. Like me on my palm, my hands will numb up after a long ride from just the pressure on the handlebars.
Mm. All right, I have my old Schwinn bike. I never thought about that. I have the biggest calves of anybody because as a kid growing up, I rode my bike everywhere, and the calves have stayed. And it all came from riding the bike. I haven't done it as much as an adult as I did as a kid. But I really, it's one of the consequences you don't think about. And I would think if you're doing a lot of biking, it has an impact on your legs and on your butt and all of that sort of thing, right?
Right.
Of course it does. I mean, everything we do has an effect on it. But what really happens when you wear the gloves is that your wrist isn't as a flexed position, and so it changes. And
all right. So there it is. There are the tips are at DougStefan.com. Check out Andrea's website as well and get her book, Naked Fitness. You will
Thank
revel
you.
In that. You're welcome. 21 after.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's ZeoKing.com, for natural elimination of radiation.
I like Tony. I had a good time going to Iraq with him.
And it's crazy. A statement you don't hear very often. I had a good time going to Iraq with him.
With Tony Orlando, yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. So on this day, 1975, Tony Orlando with Don got a gold record for this song. It was number one for 3 weeks in a row in May and June. One of their 5 million selling records. Remember, He Will Break Your Heart. Remember that song? It was first done by Jerry Butler. I remember that. But then Tony Orlando did it. He's still outperforming. A lot of energy. He's really... I enjoyed his company. Special kind of a guy. Very interesting.
You know, more than stories. Or as much as their music. I remember his TV show.
Yeah.
He had a variety show.
Yep.
And for me, that and like the Carol Burnett show.
Yeah.
Were two things that just kind of stick in your childhood. Where you're like, yeah, that was pretty fun.
I could never figure whether it was really his hair or not. If it isn't his hair, it's an extraordinarily good job.
The guy's a Latino, man. They don't go bald.
Yeah.
Well, they got big, thick hair.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, okay, so thank you, Richie, for solving
Tony's
that
hair.
Question.
Come on, Doug.
Yeah.
What's next?
Did you meet him? He was at Ed's funeral.
Yeah,
I had,
I did. Met him. His son, I think.
Yeah. No, that was his brother, younger brother.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, it's all right.
Sorry, Tony.
Yeah. 25 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Back to the United Nations in a few minutes. In the meantime, a lot of things going on at DougSteffens.com. The Citibank controversy. One of the story that I was interested in, I'm very happy to have, I'm making kind of a big deal out of this, but it is, I suppose people are thinking, get over it. But I'm going to have this as a tool for a while before I get completely used to it, and so I won't get over it. The iPad is a very interesting tool in the arsenal of things that I use to do this program. And one of the, I'm going on the screen and moving it around, and Richie's happy that I'm figuring out how to use this thing. But there's so many purposes for it. It really is. I could have watched a movie last night on the train coming down.
Sure.
But I didn't want to use up the juice. And one of the things it does is use up juice fast. About 4 hours
for battery life.
And you'll be done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so a story at DougSteffens.com today from the University of Georgia. The Texas Rangers have picked up more than a few fans in Athens because they had their amateur draft and selected Jonathan Taylor on Wednesday. Now, the fact that this normally wouldn't be very newsworthy, but this guy is paralyzed from the waist down,
mm-hmm.
confined to a wheelchair after an on-field collision with a teammate in March. So they picked him as the 37th draft pick.
In the 33rd round, they picked him.
Right. Now, he's going to rehab, and they think this is a way of helping him recover, apparently. I mean, what else? What else
yeah, I mean,
would
they,
be the thing?
More than anything, they did it as an emotional thing to help the guy, you know, kind of connect and try to move along. They don't know whether he will rehab or not, but a lot of times they will, in the late rounds, they will do a favor for a player.
So this has been done before?
Well, not for somebody who's paralyzed, but for, let's say, there's a player who played back in the 70s and his son is coming up. They may do him a favor and say, listen, we know he might not get picked, but, you know, do me a favor. Pick him. If he gets cut, he gets cut. But, you know, give him the feeling of being picked. Or,
I'm looking at some of the Twitter response to this. Somebody wrote, this was truly a classy move and a great gesture on the part of the Texas Rangers.
They wouldn't have stayed around and finished picking in those later rounds, but they wanted to give this guy this special
feeling
and the occasion. So they they used the pick on a guy that they knew would never play for them.
Here's the Rangers saying, quote, we thought selecting Jonathan was the right thing to do. We would have drafted him either way regardless of any circumstances involving his injury.
They had drafted his best friend, and which is the reason that they kind of got hip to him and decided to draft him as well.
I think the Bruins won over Calgary last night, did they not?
Oh, Vancouver.
Vancouver. What did I say? Calgary? No, Vancouver.
Yeah, so the series, I think, is tied, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Right, exactly. Much to the chagrin of many of the folks on the northern side of the border. They're all our friends, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody north
of
the border.
We're good. We're frenemies.
We are frenemies. 28 after on Good Day.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts, all with detailed images and info, plus 24/7 live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Right now, save $20 on orders of $50 or more at advanceautoparts.com/drive. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for the new lower price of $89, a $170 value. You get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. It's got Father's Day written all over it. A Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Past the hour now, Talk Radio Day at the United Nations, program devoted to lots of people and lots of ideas, healthy to have a discussion. Some of it is more poignant than others. Some of it is more difficult than others. It just sort of depends on what we're talking about. In a few minutes, we're going to meet ambassador from Norway to the United Nations. His name is Morten Wetland, and we'll talk. What's it like to be an ambassador to the United Nations? It's got to be a big-time thing. I would think it would be kind of fun, but the travel that's involved, all that sort of thing. So if you have never heard or gotten involved in a conversation with an ambassador to the UN, your opportunity coming up in a moment or two, 34 after the hour. Let's see, what have we done and what haven't we done today, Richie? Dr. Ken is not with us today because he's on his way to New York. One of the reasons I'm in New York, what makes this work here is we normally have United Nations Day the day before the Talkers Conference, the talk radio hosts and management people that come to New York for a two-day session, which starts tomorrow. And Richie's going to be here with me. Jennifer won't be. Ken's going to be here with me. Who else have we got that's coming here? A bunch of staff people from our New York office.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time for a lot of radio hosts to get together and have a good time.
It's funny.
Kind of. Yeah, I mean, it's the same group. Same stuff every year.
It's good to see everybody.
A lot of personality in one room.
Oh, yeah, there's right, a lot of personality.
I've often wondered how the roof stays on. Some of the egos that show up in these rooms.
But there's a lot of good people. A lot of good people.
So it'd be kind of fun. So we'll do that. But in the meantime, we're focused on what's going on at the United Nations, and we meet Dr. Morten Wetland in just a moment here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Pet identification tags could save your pet's life. Less than 2% of lost cats make it home, and as many as 3.5 million end up in animal shelters each year. The makers of Arm & Hammer Cat Litter are educating cat owners about the importance of pet identification tags and supporting local shelters with donations across the country. Beth Stern, media personality and cat owner, helps spread the word about the importance of pet identification tags for both indoor and outdoor cats.
A visible ID tag with the cat's name and owner's phone number increases the pet's chance of being found and returned safely. I make sure my adopted cats, Apple and Walter, are always tagged, and I encourage all cat owners to use ID tags as well to keep their pets safe.
As part of the program, pet owners can obtain free ID tags with the purchase of any two Arm & Hammer cat litters. For more information, visit PetTagOffer.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell with another Nutritional Minute. Yesterday, I told you about Spanish moss and what it can do to spur on your sex drive. Today, I want to tell you that all these commercials for sexual enhancement for a man trying to address the symptoms of ED, as you well know, are everywhere. First, they started on golf channels, then football channels, now all channels, even chick channels. Your guys, if they've been eating the standard American diet, are loaded with food preservatives, color enhancers, mold inhibitors, artificial flavors, and dyes as a result of eating non-foods. They've been eating out of a box, a bag, or a can. Nature made you to eat the vegetable kingdom, or something that ate the vegetable kingdom and as close to the form that nature made it. You want your man back? Feed him real food, fish oils, wheat germ oil, Tillandsia, to name a few. Would you like help understanding why men aren't men when they don't eat real food? Call me at 866-867-5070. That's 866-867-5070.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Doug's good day at 21 before the hour. United Nations Foundation, 6th annual Talk Radio Day. 20-some-odd hosts from across the country are here doing their broadcast, interviewing a lot of people, including UN ambassadors. The face of Dr. Moore. I want to make you a doctor. You said, when in doubt, promote. I like that.
I like it, too. I wish it was true.
But you look like an eminent, like,
oh, thank
professor.
Thank you. But it doesn't show on radio.
No, it doesn't, actually. But you know what? Radio is becoming, I'm sure, in your country as well as here. Now, with all the technology, you can set up a little camera and broadcast the program on the websites that carry the program. It's really easy to do. Mr. Wetland, you are the permanent representative known as the ambassador to the United Nations from Norway. What does that job entail?
Well, it means that you represent your government in the negotiations that we have done in the UN. And I'm the voice of Norway.
At the UN, you're the voice of Norway.
I'm the voice of Norway.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? What's the voice of Norway focused on when it comes to United values and stuff in the UN?
Well, of course, we represent the values, attitudes of back home. Mm-hmm. This week, for example, the UN deals with how to combat AIDS on a global scale.
Right.
And we are working with a lot of developing countries like the U.S. I mean, the U.S. is deeply into combating AIDS all over the world. And we're helping in that process.
Helping? What does that mean?
Helping means providing funds for medicines, doctors, clinics. And also it means developing policy that is most effective so that we use the funds to get the best results, which actually has been bringing down the number of new infections on a daily basis.
How do you get consensus? You said you represent with the people of Norway. Well, we all know that politics and reality, whether it's Norway, whether it's France, whether it's America, whether it's China, it's hard to get a consensus.
Right.
Everybody's not going to agree,
no.
Nor is it healthy that they all do agree. So then you have that somebody in the government says, this is what we want you to do, in essence, right? Your boss is who?
It's the foreign minister and the prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's true. And I think maybe Norway is a little less partisan on foreign policy.
Less partisan
than the U.S.
So that means
That there is, a great consensus. For take an example, we have troops in Afghanistan, and I believe that close to 70% of the people support that move.
They
so
do.
Then I can safely say I speak for the people, even if 25%.
Yeah, okay, that's a great example. Yeah. Whereas in America, most of us now think we should be out of Afghanistan.
Well, I can fully understand that position, but, you know, we're in this together with a lot of NATO countries, and it's very important that we do so when we put our soldiers in harm's way, that they have the support of the people, and they have.
All right, so what would happen if the United States pulled out of Afghanistan? Would the people back home say, well, they're not going to stay, why should we?
Probably yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but the difference between, let's say, organizations that are regional like NATO and then the United Nations, how closely do you work as ambassador to the United Nations from Norway with people who would be doing something similar in NATO or CEDAW or whatever?
This happens all the time. Take Libya, for example. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a NATO.
Are you involved in NATO?
Yes.
In Libya?
Yes. We have six F-16s. And been dropping.
That you bought from the United States?
Yes, and the ammunition too. And it's very effective. Norwegian planes are the most effective down there.
Yeah.
And they've been, 400 bombs on Gaddafi's tanks delivered by Norwegian planes.
So we got it down to that. Down to that sensitive information. We know how many bombs the Norwegians dropped.
Yes.
And how many tanks they hit. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And $1 million a shot. You better know.
Report about every week about how many. What?
About that's Rich who's back in the studio. And $1 million a shot. You ought to know where they're going. And that's an interesting point as well. It's costing your government, everybody's paying for this. So you want to get,
And we can't use these resources twice. But this is an operation which is mandated in the UN. Mm-hmm. I mean, NATO wouldn't have been there if it hadn't been for the UN decision to protect the civilians of Libya.
Why do you think we're talking with Ambassador Morten Wetland from Norway? He's the ambassador to the UN. Why do you think there is more consensus in your country than there would, let's say, be in America? Is it because you're a smaller country? Or is it an educational thing? Why is there the unification there versus not being so unified in other places?
I guess, basically, we are a smaller country. We're 5 million people. Mm-hmm. We like to make people believe that we're 50, but we're actually 5.
Yeah.
And I think it's more homogeneous, more unified. People watch the same news, read the same papers, more or less. Mm-hmm. And it's not a melting pot like the U.S.
No.
Now, of course, we have huge numbers of immigrants and so on, but not the same way. So basically,
It's interesting. I was in your country, it was probably about 15 years.
Yeah.
I remember going up to the very northern part, almost into Russia.
Yes.
When you go across Finland and everything come together there, and then going around the rest of the country. I thought it was not bigger in size, but there were more people there, as you've just suggested, 5 million people. Yeah. It seems like there's more. Is it what attracts the attention of the rest of the world to Norway, other than the beauty of the men and women who are natives?
Well, right now, if you look at the news around the world, I think it's the economy, that we have a terrific economy. Very low unemployment.
Why is that? What are you doing that the rest of the world needs to learn from you?
Well, I think it's a pretty well-run country. We have good treasury. Yes, it's a country that you can run according to economic models.
So the bigger the company, the bigger the country, the harder it is to run.
I think so.
And like a big company,
in a sense. And then we have a fairly high level of education and an even level of education.
And high taxes and social involvement and stuff, don't you?
Taxes. Taxes, no matter what you get for the taxes. And we, for the taxes we pay, we get full medical insurance from cradle to grave, whether you work or not.
Mm-hmm.
You get free tertiary education, so you don't have to worry about the money to get your kids through college, and old-age patient scheme. Whereas the tax rate is lower in the U.S., but then you have to pay for health insurance and kids' education.
I remember when I was in high school, I had a pen pal, a young lady that lived in Malmo, and I remember we wrote back and forth about things like this. What I didn't understand, what's great about pen pals in that era was you got to learn a lot about. I've always been very curious, and I wanted to learn about things in the rest of the world, and it happened that I drew this very attractive high school student from Malmo, and she and I were pen pals for a couple of years. God, I wonder what's ever happened to her now that I'm thinking about it. Malmo is Sweden. What am I talking about? In Norway, I got into this conversation with her about the socialized, that's what we call it in America,
you
socialized
call it.
Features of government. What do you call it? You call it good management or good...
Yeah, we call it a good policy.
Yeah.
I think it's a good policy that all people living in Norway have medical insurance.
Yeah. So then how does that work when you come to the United Nations and you have to carry the water for the people who are there? There's so many diverse points of view here. Mm. How do you find yourself picking comrades or... getting, I mean, you have to make friends. There are other ambassadors that you're friends with, maybe more friendly with this ambassador from this country than you might be with this ambassador from that country.
Well, first, it's the countries that you easily work with, such as the other Nordics, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Then, to some extent, Europeans. But I work a lot with, for example, Indonesia.
Do you?
With Brazil.
Why?
Well, we have, as a country, worked, developed relations with these countries, a number of policy issues.
The economic
climate change, development, energy, for example. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're big in energy, and energy is being developed in these countries.
Brazil, so especially,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so we work with them not only commercially, but also on how to manage oil and gas revenues to the benefit of society. And then there is a personal touchdown there. That, for example, I work closely with, let's say, a dozen or a score of other ambassadors because we like each other. So it's a personal
friends,
factor.
Yeah. Yeah,
friends. Friends work with better than...
What a great statement, though, when you think about that. If the world could be managed that way, I mean, you can't all be friends with everybody, but it boils down to how many. There are 192 of you. It's a pretty exclusive club.
Yeah.
How long have you been the ambassador?
I've been 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And how long normally do these assignments last?
Five. In our case, five.
Yeah, all right. So then you will take, are you normally, what's your background? Where did you, how did you come to be the ambassador?
Well, I entered Forest Service straight out of law school when I was 25 and did the training like everybody does. And I spent altogether 13 years at the Prime Minister's office as the Prime Minister's foreign policy advisor, what you call national security advisor.
Right.
Serving two different prime ministers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in the energy business a couple of years, electricity generation. And I've been ambassador to Germany. So life is an accident, not a strategy.
Yeah. But yet you can take the tools that you've learned on every step of that ladder and bring them to bear in circumstances here that could be very beneficial. And when you move on, who knows what you could be. You might be the ambassador to the United States or something, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. But these skills are important. And it's just a microcosm. I think that's the point I'm trying to make here. You have this group, this club, if you will. It's not like the United States Senate or the House of Representatives or a bunch of governors or people that run oil companies or whatever it is. You have that in common.
Right.
And do you think that you're at the end of the day, you wonder how many more problems can there be? You get one solved and another one crops up. Is there ever an end?
No, there isn't. So I think everybody here, like me, have to be selective. We cannot run after every problem that the UN deals with. So I run after the issues that we as a country prioritize and leave some of the issues that we think are less important.
What do you tell your children about the future of the world?
I'm an optimist.
Mm-hmm.
I think there have been more people coming out of poverty. There is conflict, yes, in particular in Africa, but less. I mean, Europe is totally peaceful. The issue of another big war like the First and Second World Wars coming out of Europe is unthinkable in a sense.
Right, it is.
So we're making really great progress. Mm-hmm. And
that's a great, you know what? That's a wonderful thought. When you think about that, let's leave people with the image of what Europe was like before and what it is now and how it would be, because everybody is so close, impossible for the same circumstances to develop.
Mm.
And would it not be great if we could use those same talents to fix in a like-mind Africa? That's the thought I want people to hold. Thank you, Ambassador Morten Wetland, who is the Norwegian ambassador to the United Nations, here on Good Day at 51 past the hour. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the Internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREEFOODNOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at OfTheField.com.
You know, when I first heard this, I thought it was The Rock, the theme for the movie The Rock.
Oh, I thought you meant The Wrestler.
No, I don't. Yeah, I didn't mean The Wrestler.
I what is it?
The movie. It's a theme from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
Called He's a Pirate. Johnny Depp is 48 today. So we begin in our Movie Moments visit with Chuck Curry with that movie music and then Movie Moments, Movie News. And our quiz today, Chuckers Contest, focuses on a movie. The reason we have it here is because the star of the movie turns 50 today. Let's see how easily you can figure this out. Yesterday, we thought a lot of people would get into trouble. Nope. It was amazing how many people actually had the right answer. And that's the way it works sometimes. It's really very interesting. You know, we win a few and you lose a few. Your opportunity to win a Doug Steffen prize. If you can figure out what this movie is, you'll call us at 800-510-8255 and see if we can't figure it out. Here's the first audio clue from the movie of the day.
I'm just on my way to Beverly Hills. Plastic surgery. Not that you need any.
Got it.
Yeah, Chuck, this is not difficult like yesterday. You get it in the first second or you don't, right?
I got it, yep.
All right, next clue, Richie.
Now, I got a big job interview on the West Coast. It's very important I get to end the next couple of days. Plastic surgery, you know? The truth is, well, they could probably pay me about 20 times what you could afford.
This sort of reminds me of the career of our doctor, Dr. Ken Kronos, because he ended up going someplace that he stopped and then he stayed.
Wasn't there a pig in this movie?
Yes, there is
a pig in the movie, yes.
Big part. He's like a co-star.
Yeah.
Yes.
800-510. How do you know it's a he, Richie?
I don't, actually.
I'll
just assume.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. 800. That's, you know what? I might have a different philosophy on that. 800-510-8255. Last clue, Richie.
Can we work something out, please? I mean, this car has got to be ready by the time I leave, you know?
That's your pig.
Yeah. You want to train the pig for the part?
If you can part with the pig.
All right.
Don't treat the pig.
That's what you call a nice small movie. Doesn't have a huge budget, but a good actor with an interesting story.
Yeah, it was a great story.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. You're right, Richie. 800-510-8255. All right, in the movie news department, there are a lot of things that are happening things that are changing, things that are lining up. And Chucker, one of the things Chuck likes to do is not only go through the videos, but he's also got DVD information, follows television, et cetera, et cetera. So the floor is yours, Chucker.
Okay, Doug, Disney has given a December 21st, 2012 release date for a soon-to-be-filming Lone Ranger movie. Now, Johnny Depp, whose birthday is today, who played Tonto, I don't really get that casting. And Arnie Hammer, who played the twins in the Social Network, is going to play the Lone Ranger character. It's going to be produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, who does the Pirates of the Caribbean film. I'm not excited, I must admit. Other news, Leonardo DiCaprio reportedly in early talks to play the villain in Quentin Tarantino's newest film titled Django Unchained. DiCaprio will play an evil plantation owner in the 1800s. Quentin Tarantino always gets a lot of notices. A lot of people like his work. And finally, 20th Century Fox moving forward on the new Daredevil movie, the superhero, which has hired fringe screenwriter to pen the screenplay. Ben Affleck played the character in a movie 5 years ago, which I liked, but a lot of people seem to dislike very much, so they're going to reboot the project. And superhero movies are the thing of the future, and that's what we see at the movies. Like, one out of four films is now a superhero film.
John Christopher Depp III. Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the...
Has had a very nice career, no doubt about it.
The guy makes... He can make what he... He's making hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, but Chucker, when's the last time he played in a movie where he didn't play some kind of...
freaky character.
Yeah, right? Some kind of freaky character, where he just played like a normal human being.
Well, the movie he did with Angelina Jolie
last year.
That's true. But he's still weird, though.
You're right. I think he's done just so many... He's currently filming Dark Shadows, teaming up with director Tim Burton again. He's going to play the vampire Barnabas Collins.
Yeah, so. It almost Alice seems like Wonderland he doesn't know how to play a normal human being, though.
Yeah, what difference does it make? He's making a lot of money.
Well, to him, none.
Natalie Portman's birthday is today. We think that she has grown quite a lot in the last year or so, haven't we? Really,
yeah, she's pregnant, too.
Yeah, but I mean, the kind of roles. She had 3 or 4 different movies last year, and they were very different roles.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty talented lady. All right, so let's see if we can get the answer. Jake, is it Jake we're talking to?
Jake, we're talking to.
Jake, Hibbing, Montana.
Hello.
Minnesota. Hi, Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, how about you?
Very good, thank you.
What's the name of that movie?
That was Doc Hollywood with Michael J. Fox.
That's right, who turns 50 today. And God bless him, he's working well through all of his medical problems. And you'll get the prize here. Hold on a second. Chucker, thank you for being here. 59 after on Good Day.